This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The U.S. Department of Education is giving the University of Arkansas a $1 million grant to prepare 36 graduate students in special education and communication disorders to improve transition services for high school students with disabilities, helping them move into workforce or post-secondary education. The grant will last for 5 years and was awarded after the College of Education and Health Professions and the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences put together an interdisciplinary team to apply for the money. The head of an Arkansas legislative body monitoring prisons is less than pleased with the Department of Corrections plans to address a spate of violent incidents and escapes. ADC Director Wendy Kelly told lawmakers yesterday she has some solutions.
One of the things that was listed was to continue the renovation of our existing recreation yards. But they were made with chain link fencing and the inmates were able to pull at the ends of them. We want to add additional security equipment, both in the entrance building and cameras throughout the facilities. We have a lot of cameras now, but there's new technology. There are newer cameras that we only have in a couple of our facilities. We want to add those to the maximum security units.
Kelly also wants to add 400 lockdown cells to isolate inmates. Democratic State Senator Joyce Elliott, the chair of the committee, says she's not too impressed.
I get the impression that a part of the response is just more punishment. And obviously that's not working because sooner or later, most of these people are going to be back out into society. I would really like to know, what are we doing to help correct behavior when obviously just the threat of punishment is not what's working? I don't have a sense of that at all, and that's frustrating for me.
Department officials say they have over 300 vacancies for correction officers in facilities throughout the state and are plagued by high turnover among new recruits. Lake Bentonville is closed for about a month beginning today. City officials say the closure is to allow lake levels to be drawn down as construction for a future boardwalk takes place. The park is scheduled to be closed for about 1 month. Weather or other unforeseen circumstances could change the timeline. And the Walton Family Foundation's Fellows Program will now have a former chief research officer at the Milken Institute on board. Ross Duvall will study national economic trends that have an impact on the middle of the country. The Walton Fellows Program seeks experts to research, then develop best practices to support the foundation's philanthropic efforts.